It's 11 minutes after 9. You are listening to the 9 to 10 program on Radio Islam International. We do have Maulana Ashraf Dokrat on the program. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bombing without moonlight, are they shooting in the dark, Maulana?
Maulana, this title that at least seems to have got your attention, Maulana, is Bombing Without Moonlight, and the subtitle is The Origins of Suicidal Terrorism. And the author is a famous Muslim scholar who is currently in the UK. His name is Abdul Hakim Murad. And Abdul Hakim Murad has written this book where he investigates the phenomena of suicidal terrorism. And he comes to the conclusion, like in one of his lines that he says, that in this world currently, he says, it is not really jihad versus Mac world. We're not taking the cue from the famous book that has been written recently. He says it is not jihad versus Mac world, but it is really, for him, Mac jihad versus Mac world. And he says that today's terrorist movements have their roots in a very Western and a very relativistic worldview. He says that these self-proclaimed Islamists have adopted a type of a terrorism, and their mindset is really very Westernized. Their mindset is as Westernized as the societies that they actually strike. And he says, look, in these times we have really a society, and we live in a time where there's amnesia. We forget very, very quickly. The past becomes itself very quickly. And he makes the claim then, he says that journalism becomes the privileged discourse, and journalists decide what the public intellectual must conform to, and the canons of the public intellectual. The public intellectual becomes the guide and becomes the credible guide, and it is the journalists who highlight certain things as a result of which those ideas and those thoughts dominate the world. He says that, look, as far as the idea of religions and history is concerned, then the Christians in their Christendom have in recent times shown us that we are coming, and if you look at the Christian right wing in America, for example, President Reagan actually asked them that you speak of the end of time and you foretell in Armageddon, the generation that we are going through now and that we are seeing and that we are living in, have you noticed some of your prophecies coming through? Can you describe the times that we are going through? So he says that this is not a particularly Islamic phenomena. Millennialism, the idea of an end of time, is a phenomena that goes through Christianity, Hinduism, and Islam as well. He says that what we have at the moment is a reaction against postmodernist erosion of identity, and the reaction is such that it is a pseudo-religious reaction. Because if you are not with us, you are with the devil, according to the religious groups. And he says that Christianity also displays a type of anti-Semitism, in the sense that the Semitic people, the Arab people, have their mosques torched, they have their children bullied, and they have asylum seekers that are terrified because of this Islamophobic, anti-Semitic type of resurgence in the world. whether it is in Europe or in parts of the Muslim world. He says that if you look at what is happening in parts of the Muslim world across the Mediterranean, then there are people who rule there, some Muslims who rule there in a puritanic type of way, and they are led by the memory of Sayyid Qutb, and they have no illusions about the nature of secular rule, he says. And he's very critical throughout the book of Sayyid Qutb, who he regards as a person who has actually taken over a modernist type of reading of Islam, and now, you know, used it for a type of, and it has evolved into a type of a Qutbism that leads to then what he regards as terrorism. He shows that Qutb was influenced by the Vichy theorist Alex Carroll through some of his works, and this provides then the text for what he calls modern Islamism. And he says that Qutb, in his tafsir, brought about a modern Quranic commentary that broke away from orthodox and the old tafsir of the Quranic Kareem. He then discusses in detail this idea of, you know, Mac World versus Mac Jihad. And he says that there is no cliche that is more incorrect than to describe modern Muslim terrorist movements as a throwback to medieval times. He says that they are in fact a product and a byproduct of globalization and they are a product of modernity itself. He explains that in the 20th century, when you had the attack against Islam, European colonial rule, then the authentic Sunni Islamic response was in fact the traditional pragmatism of Sunnism, and ulama at that time then who had nothing to do with Qutbian Islamism, he says, instigated and started movements such as the Diobandi movement in India and its Tablighi offshoot. They in fact supported the Congress Party and opposed partition. He says that there are other examples, and he gives other examples like that, and he shows the response of the ancient universities of Qarawiyyin and Zaytuna and Al-Azhar, that they believe that you have to go back to the original Islam and mainstream Islam as a response to modernity. Traditional wisdom and the text were the reason for their response, he says. And he therefore sees that as the authentic response to modernity and to what happened in the late 19th century and the early 20th century. And so he makes very, very bold statements. He says that Al-Qaeda is inauthentic. It rejects the classical canons of Islamic law and theology. It issues fatwas that are neither formally nor in the habit of mind deducible from medieval exegesis. There is no link between Al-Qaeda, he says, and medieval thought and medieval thinking. And then he discusses and says that what he calls neo-Kharijite theology, he says that the Khawarij theology that is of the current times can only be won over by a return to Sunni normalcy. In other words, you return the matter back to a normal situation of Sunnism. And he goes into detail then of showing how the bombings by the West in the Second World War, the type of suicidal attacks, all of that is not a purely Islamic phenomena. It is a phenomena that took place by the West in the Second World War as well. And so he spent a great deal of time, or some pages at least, doing that. He, for example, shows that the Bible and the biblical text nowhere condemns a suicide. He shows how suicide is not a problem in Buddhism, with the Tamil tigers, and in other religions. He shows a similarity then between what he calls the Islamists and these other religions, but he says for traditional Islam, then this is an aberration and something that is always been frowned upon. He shows that Muslim rage that you have nowadays, the Muslim rage that has been identified in even the title of the book by Bernard Lewis, The Roots of Muslim Rage, which is a very notorious piece on Islamism. He says that while this book is far astray, the rage that exists in the Muslim world is definitely undeniable. We have to understand that rage, he says, against a religion that is built on submission to the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we accept hulwihi wa murrihi, we accept the bitter and the sweet of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes a call for that. The other, apart from Qutb, the other type of villain that he identifies is Maududi. He says that Maududi took as his enduring model a way that was in all respects, in fact, modern itself. He quotes Maryam Jamila, who said that the tragic paradox of the life and thought of Maulana Sayyid Abul Ala Maududi was his subconscious acceptance of the very same Western ideas that he dedicated his life, entire life, to struggling against. We know that Maryam Jamila had become a Muslim at the hands of Maududi, and yet this is what Maryam Jamila had to say. So in his final chapter, he asked that what is the future. He says, is this attack on tradition modernity with the future? And he asked himself this important question, that what is the way out? Is it a second reformation in Islam? How do we come out of the current problem that we find ourselves in? He says that the defeat of the current global system and the replacement of the current global system with an order that is based on the ethical brilliance of monotheism is really our solution. He says that this diagnosis places us very far from the chauvinistic type of solution that Qutb provided. And he says that war on terror, when we speak about the war of terror, then we cannot detach this war of terror from the consensual war that we all fighting against the environment, against fair trade, against genetic manipulation, and all of that. This is similarly a war of terror, and we need to, as human beings, realize this. So, all in all, Maulana, I think he makes some important points. We don't agree with him in what he says about Al-Qaeda, for example, what he says about, in our sense, in a lot of situations, these groups that resist evil and resist oppression do so purely for pragmatic purposes and out of the fact that Muslims are being oppressed and bombs are falling on innocent Muslims, and so they stand up in resistance. The question of suicide bombing itself and the fic behind suicide bombing is not given really too much attention in the book. So that's the second type of criticism that one has of the book. So I think his treatment of Al-Qaeda definitely is not even-handed. He's very acute in his statements about Qutbism and Sayyid Qutb and modernity, which I think is something that we need to be aware of. The roots of Islamism is something that we as traditional scholars need to be aware of. He's very, very I think, sharp in his analysis. His use of philosophy and philosophical writings, you know, from Western scholars, is very, very good. If a person has got any sort of inclination towards philosophy, then they should certainly read this book. He's very perceptible of these readings, and he takes you through in a short space, almost like a whirlwind tour through the origins of suicide terror. And this text is really steeped in history and in philosophy. He makes a strong argument, although I think he needs to delve deeper into the thick of the matter against the concerning suicide terrorism. He shows the type of malaise that there is in the Ummah, and makes a good suggestion for how we can come out of that, our current problems.
Any reason, Moran, you picked up this book?
Moran, it's just new. I mean, the bookseller said that I should get it, and we know that suicide terrorism is, or suicide bombings are an issue. We have the issue where our brothers in the jihad movement will tell us that, look, we have istishhadi missions. Now, what is an istishhadi mission? It is often a mission where mujahideen, very, very sincere brothers, go in and first clear the way for a later attack. They know they're not going to come out alive, but they go and they clear the way for a later attack. Some of them, alhamdulillah, come out alive. But to go into a situation, Molana, where you know definitely that you've strapped yourself with bombs, and you're going to detonate that bombs with no intention of coming out alive or fighting, where that is really problematic as far as the fiqh is concerned, according to our ulama. One has to have the intention, like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you're going into a dangerous situation, the chances of you coming out slim, but nevertheless you're going with the intention of living, not of dying, and that is the intention of every mujahid.
Interesting indeed. How many pages are we looking at, Maulana?
Maulana, the book is actually very, very short. It's a hardcover book, very well produced by Amal Press in the UK. You know, the partnership between, I think it's Amal Press published in Bristol and in England. The book is 57 pages only. Abdul Hakim Murad himself, we know he's from Cambridge University. He writes extensively on Al-Ghazali. His YouTube videos are available. He's a very, very profound thinker and a writer. This book is only 57 pages, Moran.
The price, Moran, and where is it obtainable from?
Moran, the price is 325 rands, Moran.
Wow. The dollar.
The dollar is sitting at 17.17 this morning. It's a problem. And even Kindle has now put up the prices of the online books, which you could get for $2. No longer available at $2, brother. The authors have complained and they've put up the prices. So things are not looking very good, brother.
We'll have to put them on a wish list, brother. Jazakumullah khairan for your time, much appreciated, Moran.
Pleasure, Moran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 9:28, Bombing Without Moonlight. That's the book reviewed this morning by Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat.